T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are gonna become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Jacob Albright on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. Happy Friday to each and everyone. Hope you're off to a good start to the weekend. Maybe you can sneak out and get a little quick start to the weekend. That's kind of a time-honored tradition on Fridays as well. Here's Jacob Albrock on the other side of the aisle. How's your Friday starting off, Parts?
It's good. Breakfast time with the kids, bribing one with gummy bears, and the other one is furious that mom picked out a certain shirt. Bruce, I thought I had years before dealing those sorts of things.
Oh no. And the same, and you'll deal with the same things throughout parenting, but the volume and the context changes. So instead of a shirt, it'll be an outfit, or it'll be, do I look fat in this, or, you know, things like that. And you'll get caught in places and with answers that you can't win with. You know what I mean? It's like, it's quite a minefield that you've got to be able to get your way through. And it starts early on, as you're learning right now.
Yeah, and it's tricky because I would just let the kids dress themselves and wear whatever they want
every day. Of course,
right.
But that's not
a mutual feeling, so I have to pretend like I care and draw a line in the sand. And I suppose that's important later down the road to not just be like, I don't care what you wear. Wear whatever you want. I don't know, man. It's a zoo in here. In the morning.
Well, there's no handbook. Yeah, there's no handbook. I mean, you know, you can't follow a format. You know, it's a lot of it is just spontaneous, but that's the fun of it. And that never changes. I've always said the best age, when people ask me, if they ever do, the best age for kids is the age that they're at. And I don't think that ever changes. I really don't.
Yeah, it is. Because there are different fun things that happen each time. That's a good way to look at it.
I do. That's definitely how I look at it. All right, let's get to it on a Friday. You're with us for the next couple of hours or parts thereof. Glad to have you with us. 869-1240 is the number that you can call. Jad Chambers is on the other end. Get by him and you're on the show. 869-1240. All right, Royals won a baseball game last night, 6-1. Is Mike Minor the most dependable starting pitcher that the Royals have right now? Now, the most dependable, consistent, day in, day out, go out, pitch generally well enough to win, give myself a chance for my team to win. Is he the one that is providing that now most consistently?
Yeah, that's an interesting, when you sent me that this morning, I was like, well, no, he's got a 4.50 ERA. However, I think when you look at it in the context of maybe least likely to lay a complete, you know, egg,
right,
like we've seen from some of the younger guys, then yeah, I think that's, I mean, he's had a couple of games early in the season where he kind of pained himself to get through innings, but just in innings in his last few games, 7-7-6, 5-6-7. So, yeah, he's getting you there. In his runs, he, you know, 1-5-2, 1-4-1. So other than maybe Minnesota where he gave up five runs, but he went seven innings in that game. So you're certainly not out of it at that point. Yeah, I think there's something to that. And, Bruce, I think that's exactly why they brought Mike Minor in this year.
You are correct, sir. And this is one that I swing in. I didn't swing and miss on it because I got it on some levels. They're paying him a pretty penny. But they've gotten, I think they're getting more than the expected rate of return. Or maybe the rate of return is exactly what they expected. I don't know. That much I don't know. But I know this. He's been for me anyway, a somewhat pleasant surprise. And he's a 5-3 pitcher. But he's an inning eater. He's getting a lot of swings and misses. Striking a bunch of guys out. Struck out eight last night. And we're talking about a pretty good lineup with that Oakland A's lineup. So, I got to tip my hat to the guy. And I tip my hat, of course, to Dayton Moore, who continues to have, what's he hitting, about 600 with retreads? 500, I don't care, 400. At 400, you're a Hall of Famer. 300, you're a Hall of Famer. But that dude does a fantastic job identifying guys who might be on the fringe but still have enough left to give you something. And Mike Minor's the perfect example of the Dayton Moore type of acquisition that the Royals have really made some hay off, dating all the way back to their consecutive World Series teams.
For sure. And it's one of the things he has to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
In what it is that he's asked to do. I mean, you're never going to have those big name free agents. You're just never going to have the money to go after those guys. So it has to be a combination of retreads, maybe a few great trades. You know, remember too, he made those deals in 14 and 15 to get them over the edge when they absolutely had to have them. I mean, Johnny Cueto helped them win a World Series. There's no question about that. And you know, bringing in a guy like Edinson Volquez on what you're talking about now helped them win a World Series. So Chris Young, like the list is long on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I kind of like it. Mike Minor allows them. They knew that they wanted to. I mean, it wasn't so clear to us at the time that they made the signing, probably. But they knew they had to have a guy that you could get in there and get you innings because they knew they wanted to bring some of these young guys up and let them work through it this year. And in order for Bubich and Singer and Kowar and Lynch, if those are the four guys this year that are going to have to sort of come up and down and take their lumps and do whatever it is that they need to do, you have to have guys every once in a while that, yeah, he might give up four or five runs, but he's going to get you through the seventh and let you stretch things out because those young guys, as we've seen, maybe they'll get you there, but you're worried about their innings, you're worried about their pitch counts, and you're worried about, like we've seen with Lynch and Kowar now, that start where you got to yank them after an inning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was even if Mike Minor sticks with a 4.50 ERA, but he's getting you innings, that's got a ton of value in your rotation right now because of what you're doing. I'll tell you who else is in any. Most of the game he was good yesterday, but I've been really impressed with is Brad Keller. Not because he's been up to his, you know, his own standard in years past, but because he's worked through what was just a dreadful start to his season. And now he kind of can do the same thing for you. I think the future is a little brighter and maybe their hopes are a little higher for Brad Keller than Mike Minor, but he's sort of able to provide you the same thing. And those guys have got to be in there. You got to get Duffy healthy and you got to let the young guys, unfortunately, this year as they're, you know, hovering around 500 and probably will most of the year, and you kind of sit there and are like, oh man, you know, they're so close. Like, stop the roll. You know, don't roll those. But they gotta roll those young guys out there. Love it or hate it, or you know, it's going to not go well a lot of times. It will serve them better down the road to have that happen this year. And as streaky as they've been, and as frustrating as that has been, that's just the way it's going to be. And I'd argue anyway, you know, the streakiness probably has more to do with the lineup than anything. You can't have Dozier right. hitting 158 and Soler hitting 179. And hell, Whit Merrifield hitting 263. Santana, while he's been crafty, he's only hitting 236. Like, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Benintendi and Salvi have been the stalwarts, and that's it. Whit Merrifield was 0 for 5 yesterday. When was the last time you remember Whit Merrifield going 0 for 5?
Well, him hitting 263 just doesn't have the right sound to it, does it? I mean, you don't expect that from Whit Merrifield, who in a full season of baseball has never hit worse than 288. Here he is at 263. And it's not like he's scuttling. He's got, what, 17 stolen bases. He's amongst the leaders in Major League Baseball in stolen bases. But he just hasn't been that productive, that consistently productive force offensively in terms of on-base percentage, 318, that he normally is. So, no, you're absolutely right. Benintendi and Soler both hit home runs last night to key three-run innings in, what, the seventh and the eighth, and that ended up being the difference in the game as they end a five-game skid with a 6-1 win. And by the way, another guy that I was wrong about, Greg Holland, who I thought might even be gone by now, pitches another, what, 8-pitch close in the ninth inning to get the save. Well, no, it wasn't a save situation, but he closed in the ninth inning. So anyway, the Royals get a win, and they end a streak. Did you know, Jacob, that with yesterday's game or the day before it, they have played 60-61 games in Major League Baseball, which matches, by the way, the entire season last summer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I realized that the other day when somebody talked about an improvement from one year to the other, and I don't even remember what the stat was. Some team had that much improvement, and that was going to be the best from year to year because they'd already reached, you know, win totals from last year. That's crazy because, you know, as we look back at it, it doesn't seem like they played that few games, because it feels like to me, and maybe I'm on an island, I kind of feel like this season is still just sort of trying to find its groove. I don't know that we're grooved into this year yet.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, you've got stadiums coming back at different levels of attendance and things of that nature. Yeah, I feel like we've gotten through, the Royals in their case, have gotten through 61 games of their season. I think 61, 62 games, something like that. And I feel like the season has kind of just begun.
Yeah, and maybe it is something to do with the stadiums, but it reminds me of the beauty of a 162-game schedule and just what it takes to get through that and all the different things that can happen and storylines that can develop in a season like that. I hope they never cut down the number of games. I love it. I love that it's every day during the summer. for 2 or 3 months, it's, you know, it's kind of got the platform by itself. You, it gives you something to check in on every day. I think it's a beautiful thing, the long schedule. And this year, after last year and everything else, it's just been a reminder of that. And there's nothing better than being immersed and surrounded by a team that's playing well, contending for a division, and then going into the playoffs. Maybe that doesn't resonate as much nationally, and I get that. But if you're in the if you're in it, there's mm-hmm. nothing better than that.
Yes, because the investment is day to day. And we've talked about this on these airwaves for many years. The passion that football fans have is undeniable. And that passion collectively is what makes the game of football, especially in the NFL level and college football to some degree, the most passionately followed sport, at least in our culture. But baseball to me is the most satisfying for what you just talked about. The fact that you have to rise and fall with a team on a day-to-day basis. And I don't even throw this out in some form of romantic terms. I'm just talking about in terms of practicality, the way that if you are invested on a day-to-day basis instead of, what, one day a week, right? I mean, the NFL, they play. Yes, you're a fan of the team and you pay attention to a little bit of information here, a little bit of information there, but they're basically practicing, taking a couple of days off, putting in the game plan, a little bit of practice, and then they go play again on a Sunday or a Monday or maybe even a Thursday. Major League Baseball plays every single day, virtually every single day. And there are developing and evolving stories that change on literally a day-to-day basis. Literally. The Royals had lost 5 straight games. Now they won one. Now, what do you got? What's the story now tonight as they head into it? And I just love the day-to-day grind, joy, anger, sorrow, anticipation of a baseball season, because it gives you something different every single day. Now, you got to be a fan of a team.
You got to be a fan of a team, and your team has to be contending, because
it has to be relevant.
If they're not, then it's not good at all. Because
yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say it's not good at all.
No, I'm with you.
Baseball's great. Yeah, I mean, you can sort of follow along, but if you're not following along with somebody, it's different. And that's why I'm so happy for Royals fans and for us that Kansas City appears to be out now of the stretch that they were inevitably going to have to go through after 14, 15, 16. Like, it was inevitable. They were going to have to rebuild. That's just the nature of small market baseball. And quite frankly, it didn't take as long as it could have. And they certainly appear as if, all right, that's behind us now. Let's go contend for the next. And honestly, they're built this time to mm-hmm. to perhaps even take it over a longer stretch if they can, you know, keep guys healthy and develop them in. And you know, I applaud Dayton Moore for a lot of things, but hanging on to some of these players and not just, you know, oh, we got something here, let's trade it away and keep on the rebuilding. Because they could have traded away Whit Merrifield. They could have traded away mm-hmm. Jorge Soler. They could have traded away Hunter Dozier. I don't know that they'll ever trade away Salvador Perez, at least not anytime soon. But, you know, they kept some of those pieces, developed within, went through the lumps, brought the pitchers up, and then this offseason, they go out and bring in a guy like Mike Minor. Like, we need this guy. We need somebody to help us when we're on a 5-game skid. Just get in there and go out and do the job that day. And he had his best start of the year. I mean, that's mm-hmm. handy when it happens that way. Greg Holland, to your point, I don't know what to think when he goes out there, but when the dust settles, he's got like a 3.50 ERA. He's a very usable reliever. You know what?
Right.
You and I haven't talked about this. Their bullpen, all of a sudden,
oh,
And it's been happening it's been happening for about a month.
Yeah.
They're really chiseling out some guys now that are way usable between Barlow and Brents and Staumont, you hope, if he's back healthy, and Abolo, I can't think of his name now. They're just absolutely filthy. I mean, they've got some dudes in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And
no, they do.
That's a good development, too. Got to have it. I mean, you got to have those guys. It's just, I'm going to pull up the numbers here real quick of what the bullpen's doing. But when we look at, you know, a few of those, Bolaños, that's the guy I was trying to think of. He hadn't pitched much, but what we've seen has been like, whoa. So you got Barlow and Brents and Zimmer and Staumont. And then, so those guys, like those, you seem like, I mean, all those guys are pitching really well over in Barlow, Brents, Zimmer, and Staumont's cases over 20 games now. They've come in and pitched. They all have over 20 innings. That's four guys. And then Holland will give you something. Irving Santana's giving them something.
Yes,
they've done a really nice job putting that bullpen together. And that wasn't something I went into this season, Bruce, thinking, oh, man, you know what's going to help really stabilize the Royals? Their bullpen. No, I thought it was going to be a liability, and it's not.
No, I think it's one of their strengths. And, in fact, you can make the argument that right now, collectively, it's a more effective group than their starting pitching. I said an argument. But I think it probably is. It's slightly ahead of their starting pitching from a collective standpoint. From in terms of the room, the relief core, that room is probably ahead of virtually everything else right now. I want to get back. We're going to get into the CFP, the 12-team format of the CFP is going to be discussed next week by those that need to discuss it. We've got the. What the format would have produced this year for the college football playoff. Of course, this was a subject of conversation earlier this week with our buddy Tim Fitzgerald. We'll put some teams to it this year and try to get a sense for how you feel about it. That's part of what's on tap coming up, courtesy of our friends out at Tyler Crossing Side Pockets. And also, I'm going to get with Jacob, and we're going to go through this lineup with the Royals. And decide whether or not the guys that are there now are pieces for the Royals' resurgence. So, in other words, for when Kansas City comes back on the competitive stage. Is it this year? Is it next year? The year after? How many guys right now are in the loop that you can count on for that next stretch, that next time when playoff baseball's window opens for the Kansas City Royals? That's part and parcel of what we have going on. It's a Friday. Jad Chambers takes us to break. Sports Daily, right here on your sports station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.